जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, 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 ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले, स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुता पदकमलं, श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं, सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं। साद्वै राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी, प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एवच, पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्ण। इट इज वेरी सिंबॉलिक दैट यू बिगिनिंग टुडेज टूर ऑफ दिस होली प्लेस ऑफ नंदग्राम वाइल सिटिंग एट द फीट ऑफ Ashisheshwar Mahadev. Ashish means blessings. And Ishwar, he is the Lord of giving blessings. Ashutosh. One of the names of Lord Shiva is also Ashutosh. Easily pleased. Easily angered also. Like his expansion, Durvasa. But easily pleased. And we take his blessings to have darshan of this place. Yesterday, we celebrated Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. Hare Krishna. Chakshur unmelitam yena. The monkeys sometimes force you to come out of the bodily platform and remove the charma chakshu so that you see the dham through jnana chakshu. And one day you develop prema chakshu. Premanjana bhakti vilochane. So, few days back, I heard a story. And this story made me appreciate Srila Prabhupada's contribution in our own lives, individually and collectively for our society. It is said there was a king, and this king, a very pious king, he used to invite a priest to come and speak Bhagavatam at his darbar. And every time this priest would complete one chapter, he would conclude by saying, Hari mile to bandhan chute. Hari mile, you get Hari, then you get liberation. And this king had a talking parrot. Not repeating parrot, talking parrot. And immediately the parrot would say, Pandit ji jhoot bol raha hai. The Pandit is lying. The priest would feel really embarrassed. And every time this would happen. So ultimately the priest went and spoke to his guru. The guru said, okay, I will come. So next day he came. And he approached the parrot. And he said, bhai, kyun, kya ho gaya tu? Pandit ji kyun jhoot bol raha hai? Why do you say like this? The parrot said, look, I am a speaking parrot. One day I flew to a ashram of a sage. And the sage was speaking Vedic mantras. And the disciples were reciting. And I also learnt it, and I also recited one mantra. As soon as the disciples saw that this parrot is able to, the talking parrot, immediately they captured me and put me in a cage, iron cage. This sage had another disciple, very rich disciple, who was impressed by me and took me and put me in a silver cage. Because he's a talking parrot. It was like a showpiece in front of all his visitors. One day he was invited by the king and wanting to give some very invaluable gift, he took me and handed it over to the king. Handed me over to the king. The queen was so pleased by me, the talking parrot, that she put me in a cage of solid gold. I was in a golden cage. And therefore, every time I hear this priest saying, Hari mile to bandhan chute, I said he's wrong because since the time I chanted, I am inside the cage. So the guru smiled and whispered something in the ear of the parrot. And they left. And next day, to the shock of the palace servants, The parrot had died. Left his body, legs up and head down. So it was reported to the king. The king said you should be given a royal burial. And therefore they opened the cage and immediately the parrot flew away. And while flying it says, Guru mile to bandhan chote. So, I was thinking how, being Indian, all of us knew Hari. But we would hurry up while going to Hari's place, hardly really bothering. Maybe our material situation was improving. Sukha sampati ghar aave kashta mite tanaka. So Hari milde, but our material situation probably from iron cage to silver cage to golden cage. But hardly any of us ever realized what is the purpose of human life. And only when a personality like Srila Prabhupada in parampara, carrying the empowered personality, carrying the message of Lord Chaitanya, came in our lives, that time probably we understood, at least theoretically, that yes, this is what actually bandhan chute, tattvataha, tadviddhi pranipate, tattvataha, and janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvataha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti. So, I was thinking yesterday how the contribution of Srila Prabhupada in our lives and in the lives of people in this, not only this community but the world at large, provided we take this message as Lord Chaitanya's instruction and Prithivite Ache Jata Nagar Adigram. He gave us the blueprint, now we need to execute that. So by their mercy, with the mercy of the parampara, today we are here. Otherwise, who would come to this place and go to all these other smaller places? Probably would have avoided. So today we are here at this beautiful holy place of Nandagaon. The eternal place of residence of the foster mother and father of Krishna, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. There is this Nanda Bhavan on this hillock, Nandishwar Hill. In the Yadu Vamsha, this king was Devamidha from the Bhoja dynasty. He had two sons, one by his Vaishya wife, that was Parjanya, and one by his Kshatriya wife, and that was Surasen. And Surasen's son was Vasudev, and Parjanya's son was Nanda. And therefore, they were like cousins, first cousins. That's the only word. That's easy in English. You don't need to worry. Just say cousin. Not immediate. Sahodara. Sahaudara. If you are not from the same stomach, then you are cousin. Chachera, mamera, nothing like that. It's simple. So, Parjanya Maharaj was staying nearby here. But he was troubled by the Keshi demon, and therefore that is the time it is said he left from here and went to Gokul, Mahavan. That is the place where Krishna was born, in Gokul, Mahavan. And when this demon started troubling there, as Zolane Saradhanath Swami Maharaj was discussing the other day, Nanda Maharaj had a meeting along with Upananda and others, and they said, I think we should leave from here. They left Gokul and then came to Chatikara, and from there stayed in that area of Vrindavan, current Vrindavan. Otherwise, Vrindavan is actually from here. This is also part of Vrindavan to Seva Kunj. All of this area was called earlier Vrindavan. Now it is all smaller. So from there it shifted to Vrindavan there, near Chatikara, and there around 6 years, that was the time they shifted back here. This is the place that was chosen because it was a very beautiful forest, and because they had cows, they need a forest area. They came here, and on top of this Nandeshwar hill, they established the his residence, place of residence on top of the hill, and on all the other sides, all the other gopas, they settled down. That was called the Nanda Bhavan. It is said when Lord Chaitanya visited here 500 years ago, some broken down, some place was there, and there was all these areas, and few gopas were there, just living there, some Rajvasis. Lord Chaitanya inquired and later came to this particular spot and found out, and he asked, and took bath in the Pavan Sarovar that we are describing, and from there he asked the Vrajavasis, and then he went to a cave on top of that place, Nanda Bhavan, Nandishwar, and they would call that place Nandishwar, and there he found in a cave, the Vrajavasis told, there is a big murti is there in the pond. That's the place where he found the deity of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, and Krishna. That is there on Nanda Bhavan right now. They have added Balaram ji now. So here Nanda and Yashoda, and in between Krishna and Balaram. Both look exactly the same. Krishna and Balaram playing on the flute, Tribhanga form. And on the right side of Nanda Maharaj are two other similar Krishnas, similar looking deities, and they are Madhu Mangal and Sridhama. And on the other side, on the side of Yashoda Mai, is Rohini Devi and Revati, wife of Balaram ji. So that is the whole thing today. But originally, Lord Chaitanya found these three deities, it is mentioned. So that is the place from where, you know, and this is the place where from the age of around 6 onwards till Krishna left Vrindavan to Mathura, it was from this place that I actually left. So approximately about 4 years Krishna stayed here. From 6 onwards, Kaishora Leela mostly, and this is nearby is Varsana, Javat, where Radharani would come, and so many wonderful, there are so many places, we're just kind of going through the book, and there are so many places, because imagine 4 years the Lord stayed along with all, you know, the parents and all that, so many people would come and visit, this commemorating all of those activities, there is Yashoda Kund, there is Nanda Kund, Nanda Baithak. So many places like that. So, then this hill on which this temple is located, Nanda Bhavan is located, is called Nandishwar. They said that millennium ago, Lord Shiva performed intense tapasya. And when the Lord appeared in front of him, he requested that, please, I know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is going to appear. When he appears, I want to take the dust of their feet on my head. So please give that benediction. And the Lord said that, yes, you will become a hill in Vrindavan, Nandishwar. Like Barsana, Vrindavan, those four hills of Barsana, none other than Lord Brahma's four heads. Vrindavan Khelat Sukumari, Nandishwar Khelat Girdhari. Hare Mukunda Bhaja Radhe Govinda. So, this is Lord Shiva. Actually, I mean, you can imagine what kind of place is this, where Lord Shiva wants to be a hill eternally, so that he can take the dust at the feet of Krishna, Radharani and all the Braja Vasis. So that is the holy place. So next to the Nanda Bhavan, on the one corner, is the Nandishwar. It is said that Vajranam actually established that. So Nandishwar Mahadev, it's a Shivalinga. Nandishwar Mahadev. And it is described that when Krishna was here, Lord Shiva desired to have darshan. Every time he would come, he would somehow not get the darshan of Lord Krishna. It's not easy to take darshan of Krishna unless he allows. Darshan is not, you know, just peeping inside and say, I had darshan. Darshan is when the other person wants to see you. I remember one time, two college students had come to Radha Gopinath Mandir. And if you have come to Radha Gopinath Mandir, Maharaja's room, Radhanath Swami's room is there. And above that there is a Tulsi garden on the top floor, in the first floor. So these two boys were standing there and, you know, peeping. Maharaja's door was open a little bit. And they were like, I called them, I was chanting near the Tulsi garden and I called them. Kya kar? Maharaj ka darshan karne. I was really internally angry. I said, ye darshan ka tarika hota hai? I said, tomorrow I will come to your bathroom, peep through the keyhole, and I'll say, I want to have your darshan. Vishwarup darshan. So what nonsense? Is this the way of darshan? Darshan is when he decides, opens the curtain and says, just now I am ready. Now I want. When we say we had darshan, darshan means that person is ready now and he wants to interact. He wants to interact and wanting to give his mercy. Many beggars can sit in front of 5-star hotel and big rich people walk out of that 5-star hotel and the beggars have their darshan. But what is the use of that darshan? But when a billionaire looks at the this is our situation. Anytime, panam padam, Lakdi is standing there, Damocles sword. So, unless when the rich man looks at the poor man and decides, kataksha, kripa kataksha, poor thing, I should do something for him, then his life is made. So, we go so that he has darshan. So, Lord Shiva wanted to have darshan and one day he went. As he was, just to have darshan and requested Yashodamaya. Yashodamaya came out. She was shocked to see. Who is this Babaji sitting? Right now there was one very worshipable personality sitting under the tree there. Quite scary for younger children. Put all this. This is only mud, Vrindavan mud. But imagine full ashes. And not just only eyes visible. You know, only matted hair. And snakes and shrunken heads, not skull, shrunken heads threaded together and into a garland. And you say, aapke bachche ko dekhne aaya. Yashodamai, so concerned, everything, she was so concerned about Krishna, her life and soul was Krishna. He said, he may get nightmare. For 1 month he may get dream of all this fellow. Who knows? So she just drove him off. He said, out. You can't see. Just once. Nothing doing. My Lala will get, you know, disturbed. Hey, get out. So he came here. This is the place where he sat. He said, fast until death. I am not going to go away till I get darshan of Krishna. And this is the place where he sat. From the hill of Nandishwar, it is clearly visible, this place. So he sat here and Krishna came to know that here is my, you know, worshipable devotee wanting to see me and, you know, I'm not, he started crying. And he was crying in such a way that Mother Yashoda was in tremendous anxiety. He never cries like this. Too much of crying is also not good. If you see, you know, you may get kind of breathlessness and all that. And she consulted. She started thinking. What is the problem? And she called everyone. Nobody was able to solve the issue. And then eventually she thought, have I offended? One Babaji had come and had offended. She immediately called her servant, maid servant, and says, go and search for that person. Wherever that person is, call him. They went around and came here and they caught hold of him. Chalo bhai, darshan chahiye tha, chalo. Took him there. And Yashoda Mai brought Krishna in front. And as soon as Lord Shiva saw, Mahadev saw, he bowed down and touched his head at the feet of Krishna. Instantly Krishna started smiling. Crying was stopped. Such sweet smile. Yashoda Mai was so relieved. And he told this Baba, Baba, you stay here only nearby. Regularly you come. Whenever he cries, I will call you. You come and just glance at him. That is what I want. Anukulyasa sankalpo pratikulyasa varjana. Anything that would please Krishna, Yashoda Mai was ready to go any extent. Any of these gopis would die a million death just to protect Krishna from one, you know, drop of sweat. That's love. When you see the beloved, his happiness is my happiness. His distress is my distress. This is the true love. Atmendriya priti vancha tare boli kham. Krishnendriya priti chadhare premana. And she was so happy. And she said, how can I repay you? I want to do something for you. What do you want? Can you imagine? Ashisheshwar Mahadev. She is giving Ashish. Kya chahiye bolo? I am ready to give you anything. Lord Shiva said, I don't want anything. I want only one thing. Then what? Just give me some remnants. Instantly she brought, packed it and she brought it. This is, since that day, anything that is offered in Nanda Bhavan to Krishna Balaram is first brought to Nandishwar Mahadev and then only brought as Mahaprasad. Just like Bimala Devi, Jagannath's Prasad goes to Bimala Devi. In Udupi, Krishna's Prasad goes to Mukhya Pran, Hanumanji. Then comes out. So like that, this Prasad here is offered to Nandishwar Mahadev. Then it comes out. So that is the wonderful deity there. There's also another temple close by where Gargamuni came and actually instructed that you worship Lord Narsingadev for Krishna's protection. Amazing pastimes. So, and in affection, you know, Nanda Maharaj would do anything for Krishna. So that is there. And then also there is Yashoda Kund, where Yashoda Mai would take bath. There is also Nanda Kund and Nanda Baithak. Nanda Maharaj would take bath there and sit down and sometimes have discussions next to that bathing place, Nanda Baithak. That's also close by. There's also a place called Haubilau. And I remember very distinctly whenever His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj would come, would always sitting and this Leela would be very graphically described. How, you know, when Krishna would get involved in playing, there is no, whatever Krishna does, that is eternally going on. So when he starts playing, you know, like impossible for him to call him back from that. So sometimes Rohini Mata would come and she would call, she would fail, and then she, Yashoda, you only go. And Yashoda Mai would shout and nothing. Sometimes she would use, Papa is coming. No, Nanda Maharaj is coming. Yeah, okay. That was a little fear was there. Nanda Baba is coming. And sometimes Krishna just would not come because the friends would say, if you go, we will never take you in the play again. Unless the whole group comes out, other way, and one of them cannot come like that. And so sometimes to scare, she would say, Haubilau is coming. Haubilau is coming. Haubilau has a very powerful teeth. It's very It is the 84 lakh first species that doesn't exist in Brahma's creation. She created, I saw. It has a special feature, and she said, powerful teeth, and you know, it could suck the blood and kill the children. Man is coming! And she would run. She would get scared like that, and she would run. Seeing that, without even looking back, Krishna and Balaram would, how will. I remember, you know, my little sister, the beggar would come, Goga Tai Aya. How will I? And Krishna would come running, you know, panting, and then he would sit down. And Nanda Maharaj say, what happened? You don't know? Today, how Bilal came. Myself and Balaram were playing, and all the children playing. And I'll describe you how Bilal was. It was like this, he had teeth like this, and ears like this. And Yashoda Mai would be, And Nanda Maharaj would be smiling and said, Achha. Yeah, he was about to catch us. He just escaped. So sometimes when dheel marna, you know where it is coming from. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam. Krishna is the source of everything, including imaginative ecstasies. So there to commemorate that, they have beautiful stone statues of Hau Bilal. One of them was stolen. Now two are there, I think. That is Hau Bilal. Close by is also Vrindakund. It's another very beautiful place. Vrindadevi is like the temple commander of Braj. If Vrindavaneshwari is the temple president, then Vrindadevi is the temple commander. She organizes everything. Vrindadevi, she is like an expansion of Yogamaya. And she coordinates and organizes everything. And her place, eternal place of residence, is Vrindakund. Every morning, early morning, first thing in the morning, Purnamasi would come and have meetings. And schedule for the whole day was chalked out. Like Sundar Sam Prabhu sits at late night and kya kya karne, kon jayega, kidhar jayega. It's like that. They plan. Actually, okay, what are the different places where Radha and Krishna would be meeting? And after discussion, blueprint is chalked out, and then Purnamasi leaves. And after Purnamasi leaves, Vrindadevi goes into action. She organizes everything. Perfect kunjas. Everywhere, spring, whether it is spring or not, spring atmosphere is created. Ananda chinmaya rasat pratibhavita abhistabhirya evanaja rupataya kalabhi. Because Krishna has, his everything about him is unlimited, his desire to enjoy is unlimited. No limited living entity can completely satisfy Krishna other than Krishna's own Ladini potency. Srimati Radharani, she expands into unlimited forms. Because he's Rasaraj. So many varieties of, you know, flavors he wants to enjoy. Only Radharani can completely fulfill that. So her expansion is Vrindadevi. Whose expansion is, you know, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi, who gives giver of devotion. They're all her own expansion. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita. Nijarupataya Kalabhi. All these gopis of Vrindavan, all the Mahishis in Dwarka, the queens of Dwarka, and all the Lakshmis are nothing but expansion of Srimati Radharani. She is Adi Lakshmi. So, Vrindadevi, and all of these are personalities, eternal personalities, eternally one and different, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So, she actually organizes all this. And just behind that Vrindakund, and actually that place is now handed over to ISKCON, and now beautiful new deities of Vrindadevi with the parrot in hand, and beautiful Kunda, Vrindakund. has been renovated and very beautifully created. And just behind that is Gupta Kund. That is one of the places where, that is the first, there are three places where Radha and Krishna meet in a day. First early in the morning, then in the noon, and then at evening. There are three Yogapit, it's called. Yogapit, the place of meeting. The first is at Gupta Kund, early in the morning. Gupta means in, confidentially, Radharani comes after doing all that, some excuse, she comes out, and Krishna also with along with some very intimate friends, he comes there, and they, that is the first spot that they meet. And the second spot is at Radha Kund in the afternoon. And the third evening, Yogapit is at Govinda, Radha Govindji's, that Gomati till where Govindji was there. That is the third evening meeting place. These are the fixed meeting places of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Divya Drindaranya Kalpa Adruma Adha Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastha. Like a darbar, you know, with all the confident associates sitting in circles, their meeting goes on. You know that Vrindavana Ramya Sthana Divya Chintamani Dhan. That's actually a description of how they sit and everyone is assisting their beautiful pastimes. That reminds me, one time our community was going through intense, some kind of disturbance. Very, very intense. It had affected everyone. And few of us devote brahmachari, we went and met Maharaj. Maharaj was discussing something, and after some time he was laughing something while discussion. I remember one devotee asked, Maharaj, you know, after all this situation, how are you able to maintain your, you know, balance? Yes, you deal with it, but simultaneously you're fully involved yet aloof. How is it possible? Because one thought comes and, you know, how would you happen? You know, somebody is coming, somebody is died, and somebody is coming, taking blessing for marriage. You have to, you know, deal with it. Different emotions, different part of the day. Doesn't it affect you? It just happened casually, Maharaj said. You know, when going through a very difficult situation, I just close my eyes and focus. He said, in this world, bhutva bhutva parliyate, everything will come and go. It's all temporary. Not illusory, temporary. The only reality is Radha and Krishna sitting under the beautiful tree in Kalpavriksha in Vrindavan on a beautiful asana, served by all the gopis. And I said, this is the only reality. Everything else will change. When you think that, Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadruma Adha Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastho Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Preshthalibhi Sevyamano Smarani. Or as Markandeya Rishi and Vallabhacharya says, Padaravinde Mukharavindam Kararavinde, Kararavinde Padaravindam Mukharavinde Viniveshayantam Vatasya Patrasya Puteshayanam Balam Mukundam Manasasma. This is the reality. Whole creation was exhausted. Everything was finished. And Markandeya Rishi saw on this lotus, not lotus, what do you call it? Vatavriksha. Vatapatrashai. Krishna is, you know, chewing his own toe. What's it about? My devotees of all day, you know, why they say lotus feet always? Kya hai mere lotus feet mein? He's tasting himself. So this is the reality. Srishti will appear, Srishti will go. Bhutva, bhutva, praliyate. But this is the reality. So this is a nice meditation. These are the three places. At Gupta Kund in the morning, Radha Kund, and then. Also, there's a beautiful place. I think we'll be visiting that place. And that is Pavan Sarovar. This is the place where after Krishna, all these 9 lakh cows, you know, after grazing them, when he would bring them in the evening, he would bring all the cows to Pavan Sarovar. where all this, that the Pavan Sarovar water is supposed to be extremely clear and, you know, very tasty. Krishna says, I am the taste of water. So all these cows would come and drink from Pavan Sarovar before taking them into their respective Goshala. That is the Pavan Sarovar. Gopis would take so many excuses to come to meet Krishna there, you know, on the banks of the Pavan Sarovar. And Krishna used to have a lot, there was a tear kadamba, kadamba khandi, all these places was always fully covered by kadamba trees, including Pavan Sarovar. And there, Krishna would play along with his cowherd boys. And sometimes with gopis, he would have wonderful pastimes on the banks of Pavan Sarovar. Yashoda Mai would bathe Krishna every day in the Pavan Sarovar. And after bathing, Radharani would come there and cook for Krishna along with Rohini and other elderly gopis. She would assist. Radharani was specifically requested by Yashoda Mai to come and cook for Krishna, because Durvas Muni had given her a benediction that whatever you cook will be extremely tasty and very much nourishing to the person who eats, and he will have a long life. And therefore, Yashoda Mai requested Radharani to come and assist Rohini and Mother Rohini and others in cooking. And of course, after that, she would go to Javat, and Radharani would cook herself for Krishna, and she would send it also in addition to that. So this is the Pavan Sarovar. That is, all these wonderful pastimes would happen. And one time it is described, Nanda Maharaj had a deep desire to go to Prayag. He said, I need to go to Prayag. So Krishna asked, where are you going? He said, I'm getting ready to go to Prayag. Prayag? What for? He said, no, I'll go there and take my bath in the Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, Triveni Sangam. I'm going to go there. So Krishna said, don't go today. You go tomorrow. Tomorrow is Akshaya Tritiya. It's a very auspicious day. I think that's a good day to begin your yatra. Please go tomorrow. So Nanda Maharaj said, all right. And next day morning, early morning, as usual, Nanda Maharaj came out and wanted to take bath. That's where he would take bath in the pond. So quickly wanted to take bath and leave. So as he was about to enter Pavan Sarovar, he saw a huge dark complexion personality taking his ritualistic bath in Pavan Sarovar. And Nanda Maharaj said, who's this person? I've never seen him. I know everyone in Nandagram. I've never seen this person. Who is he? So he kind of went closer and he said, excuse me. Can I know who you are? I said, I am Prayagraj. Some pretty people, you know, Devraj. You know. People keep names. So he said, where are you from? I've never seen you here. He said, no, I am the king of all holy places, Prayag personified. Where Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati meet, I am that Tirtharaj, Prayagraj. He said, so how come you are here? He said, people come from all directions and take bath there and dump their sinful reactions and go away. So I need to deposit it somewhere. And I want to purify myself. And therefore, because today is Akshaya Tritiya, very auspicious day, I come here to take bath to purify myself. And not only that, let me tell you, today is the day when all these other rivers, whole of Bharatvarsha, they all come and take bath here. Just watch. And sure enough, on the other side of the bank, you see all these beautiful ladies, most of them dark complexion. all of them coming, and you know, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, everyone is coming and taking a bath. And Nanda Maharaj said, "Acha." Then he took bath and went up. And Krishna asked, "So, not packing anything? You said you're going to..." No, there is no need to go. So why? No. If Prayagraj himself has to come and take bath here in Pavan Sarovar, why should I have to go? So in this way, Nanda Maharaj was stopped by Krishna very indirectly from going elsewhere. Where else do you want to go? As Krishna is the source of all incarnations, all the holy places manifest from within this abode of Bhauma Vrindavan. So therefore, he dropped his idea. Nanda Maharaj dropped the idea of going elsewhere. Also, there is a place, Pavan Bihari temple, on the other bank, northern bank of Pavan Sarovar. And that is a place where Radharani would come with some of the Sakhis. Vrishabhanu Maharaj had created a facility. It was a huge Sarovar. On the other bank, they would take bath. So, while Krishna and all his cowherd friends would take bath on this side of the lake, the far end of the other lake, Radharani and all the other gopis would take bath along with, you know, Vishwanu Maharaj and all this. Kutila, Jatila would all be there. Mother-in-law and sister-in-law. And here Balramji and all would be there. And Krishna, wanting to meet Srimati Radharani, would take a deep breath, go underneath, under the water, and go to the other corner. And then pull Radharani down and he would embrace her so that everybody is there, but nobody is watching, and then Krishna would come back. So these are very, very sweet, intimate, transcendental pastimes that took place on the banks of the holy Pavan Sarovar. Since that time, it is said that became Pavan. Pavan also means purifying, and Pavan also means mercy. It's full of mercy, that place is full. In fact, they believe that if you want to go to, like Lord Chaitanya also did that, he took bath in Pavan Sarovar and then you go to have darshan of Nanda Bhavan, Krishna in Nanda Bhavan. There is also a beautiful place, Mukta Kunda, Moti Kunda. This is a very sweet pastime. And then I remember when Maharaj would say it and everyone would be absorbed in. So after Krishna lifted that Govardhan hill, you know, and he became very, very famous all over Vrindavan. So some of the gopas of Varsana, they thought, what does he think of himself? Is he too great or maybe he's doing something, ordering something and all that. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj came to know that in Varsana, you know, some gopas are, some group of gopas have kind of thinking like that. So he wanted to prove that Krishna is not an ordinary person, he is a very unique person. And that's why I want to give my daughter Radharani in marriage to Krishna. So Varsana, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, in the earlier days, when a daughter has to be married to another, you know, son of somebody else, so it was precious gifts were sent to them, and by this way of indicating that you would like your son to marry our daughter, in that way, pearls, a lot of pearls, gift was sent. And obviously, Vrishabhanu Maharaj was extremely rich and Nanda Maharaj was not as much. So he sent it and it reached Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj shocked, so much pearls, gift of pearls and precious jewels have come, and he put it in his treasure chest. And one day Krishna happened to go sneak inside and he saw that there were hundreds and thousands of pearl necklaces So one whole box of pearl necklace Krishna took and left without anyone's knowledge. And Krishna went. I mean, Nanda Maharaj was thinking, how can I mean, generally they pay back by, you know, they show their also richness by sending more gift or equal, if not more, gift back. Nanda Maharaj, how could he send? Because he didn't have so much. So Krishna did, he said, we'll do one thing, and he took all these pearls and sowed them inside the soil, saying that, you know, and he started watering the soil by pure nectarian milk of the cows that he had. And one day Nanda Maharaj went inside and saw some pearls were missing. He just suspected somebody must have come, and then he said, let me ask first Krishna and Balaram, the most, you know, unpredictable personalities, before I ask other servants and, you know, other people. So he called Krishna Balaram. He said, did you see those pearls? See, I took those pearls. I said, what? What did you do? I don't know. We have sowed them there. Now we will be getting nice. We are sowing. We are having cultivation. You know, pearl cultivation is going on. I said, what did you do? He said, yeah, it doesn't happen, beta. I said, no, come, I'll show you. And Krishna took, and he saw so many bushes had grown, and all these bushes were completely weighed down by these pearls. Thousands of pearls. For each pearl there was, you know, one businessman, not businessman, he's a more a philosopher and a kind of a rishi type. He was telling, what kind of business you guys do? Kitna milta tum logo? Kitna milta? 10 guna milta aapko profit? 10 guna milta? 20 guna milta? Are, look at Mother Nature. You put one seed and you get thousands of seeds. Itna business kabhi hota hai kya? Koi aisa investment karne se 1000 guna, 1000 guna milta hai kabhi? And it's a fact. Thousands and thousands of pearls were hanging from each of these bushes, and Nanda Maharaj got it plucked. And cartloads of pearls were sent back to Barsana. And everyone was shocked. Vrishabhanu Maharaj smiled. And then everyone immediately came to know. All those people, that special Gopa group, they had separate WhatsApp group. Kya samajhta hai Krishna apne aapko? Ah, nahi bhai, divya. Krishna is really transcendental. That kind of. But Gargamuni, on the request of Gargamuni and Purnamasi, it was cancelled. The marriage was cancelled, and eventually she was married to another person, Abhimanyu. So that is the story of Motikund, that on the banks of that kund this was. And also, there is, on the banks of Pavan Sarovar, there is Bhajan Kutir of Sanatan Goswami, and also Krishnadas Kaviraj, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother, one of the, you know, exalted personalities who are so much absorbed and attached to chanting. Now we know Sanatan Goswami is none other than Rati Manjari in the Krishna Leela. And Rupa and Sanatan, when they came here, they would actually go around. Sanatan Goswami was like a guru, a friend, a philosopher, a guide, a well-wisher, all in all for the Brajavasis. In fact, he was so popular that every time he would enter a village, the whole village will come to receive him. And practically, Sanatan Goswami knew everyone. You know, you would ask him, your daughter, how is your daughter getting married? Okay. Somebody is sick at home. How are your crops this time? Interesting. He never talked about Krishna consciousness. Because now all these, you know, Brajavasis are Krishna consciousness. You just, he became such a sweet friend. That's all. Talking about apparently mundane affair. Actually, anasaktasya vishayana yatharham upayunjata. Because for this Brajavasis, with devotees of the Lord, whether their body, their manasa, deho, geho, jogi, chumor, all of these are actually, in that sense, not to be considered material. So they are trying to ask for their welfare and helping them. It's not actually considered mundane. So Sanatana Goswami was like that. And when early next day morning, he would stay only one night. And then he would leave next day morning. Whole village would come and kind of dropping him off, and with tears in their eyes would see him off. And the other village will be ready to receive. This is how he would go. And only once he stayed one extra day. And that village is given a particular name just because he stayed one extra day. That's how he was so popular and so loved by the Brajavasis. So Sanatana Goswami, knowing the glory of this particular place, very dear to Srimati Radharani, Pavan Sarovar, he would regularly, he had his bhajan kuti there, he would chant. And for, he would be so absorbed, sometimes for days together he would not eat anything. One day a cowherd boy came, very sweet looking cowherd boy, like Madhavendra Puri, and he also brought a pot of milk, and he said, Baba, casually he just comes and, you know, gives. He said, Lala, you brought milk for me? Yeah, because I see that you are not eating for several days. All the covered men saw that and they sent me this. He said, oh, so nice of you. How did you know I am not eating? Yeah, so they told me, so I just brought it. And he left. And when Sanatana Goswami tasted it, he actually understood that this is none other than Krishna who had come. One hand he was extremely blissful, and he was also very much lamenting that because I am sitting here not eating anything, Krishna is making all arrangements for me. So I am praying for, you know, when we chant, what we are chanting, we are begging for service, but we are engaging him in our service. This is not good. That is the time he decided, that day onwards he took a decision that I will go for Madhukari and I will take something. And the devotees here, the Vrajavasis here made a nice facility for him to protect him from the natural elements and some wild animals. And that's how Sanatana Goswami's kutir was there. And he did his bhajan there, Sanatana Goswami. And Krishnadas Babaji in the last days of his life came and did his bhajan right next to that. So, like Raghunath Das Goswami, also similar situation. You know, he was sitting in the middle of the sun at Radhakund, and he saw one lady, you know, with her, what do you call her? Pallu, huh? Yeah, she was holding again on his head. And another time he saw, you know, one boy holding a stick because there was a tiger there. And Sanatana Goswami had to tell Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, you're begging for service, but you're engaging them in your service. Whomever you're asking for service, you're engaging them. So this is not appropriate. That is the time when this bhajan kuti concept started in Braj, especially for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Then we'll be visiting just actually across. You came this side, if you go and turn that side, that is the holy place called Ter Kadam. There is a Kadamba tree, a very special kind of Siddha Bakku, something like that. It's like the Ter Kadamba. So that Kadamba is that tree commemorating that place where this Kadamba tree was there, where when Krishna would come back after the Kavani, he would go on top of that Kadamba tree, sit there and play on his flute. When Krishna would play on the flute, every cow, all his 9 lakh cows, would hear their name. A one shot. All 9 lakh cows would hear their name. Dhauli, Surabhi, whatever. And all of them would gather there. So that was the place where Krishna would gather everyone. Gather all the cows and take them to the Goshala. Tear, tear, you know. Hey! Bhaga! Sometimes do that. Dinbandhu Prabhu shouted. Kavalu! In villages it is very other. In city, even next fellow can't hear. So much of traffic noise, but here, every, you know, 2 kilometers, something like that. So he would give, that's called tear lagana, to call someone. So tear kadamba, from where Krishna would call. And sometimes he would sit there and blow. This was as a, you know, FM radio. One particular tune, only gopis can hear. Another tune, you know, 98.6, Radio Mirchi. only cows would hear and come. So only gopis would hear, and all the gopis would come. And there is, right at that spot, there is a rasasthali. Krishna would perform very sweet reciprocation, pastimes with the gopis. That thing. They have made that rasa sthan, yeah. So that is there. And just across, just next to that, is Rupa Goswami's bhajan kutir. Rupa Goswami performed his bhajan and he wrote several of his books there. Several of his books. Mindavaniyam rasakeli vartam kalena luptam nijashakti muktaha sanchari rupi vyatanot punasaha. It said, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, just like at the end of millennium, at the end of creation, everything is finished. And in the next day of Brahma, Brahma is given that intelligence, how to recreate the whole creation. So similarly, after Krishna departed from this world, the whole Braj Bhumi had disappeared. And Rupa Goswami, headed by Rupa, the six Goswami, the original GBC of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu established, this is a very, very much in parampara, establishing GBC. So Mahaprabhu was traveling and preaching, but he gave the responsibility of establishing his mission. Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtham Sthapitam Sthanstapakacharya. You know, they were the Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. To solidify, to solidly establish Lord Chaitanya's mission. He just gave the, he gave the teachings, and he didn't even write a book. Lord Chaitanya didn't even write a book. He just gave 8 verses, chanted, that's all. But his mission, he handed over to the Goswamis. Basically 4 instructions. Number one, re-establish the lost holy sites of Vrindavan, which was begun by Lord Chaitanya, by Radhakund and Shankund. He said, you do the rest. And then he asked them to compile Nana Shastra Vicharanai Kanipunau Saddharma Samsthapakau. Different shloks for different folks, different scriptures, you know, different levels of people. So extract the essence, Amnaya, the essence, Saddharma Samsthapakau. So Rupa Goswami composed Bhaktir Samrita Sindhu and several others. Sanatan Goswami composed Brihad Bhagavatamrit and Hare Krishna. Brihad Bhagavatamrit and Hari Bhakti Vilas. So they established, and then established temples and proper temple worship. And then also by their personal example and by their literatures, to establish proper Vaishnav etiquette, lifestyle, behavior and attitude. One time, Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj, whenever I use this word Vaishnava etiquette, this comes to me. He said, in one talk I think he was giving, he said, what is Vaishnava etiquette? Who decides what is proper etiquette? Was there an international conference of all the Vaishnavas? They decided, Panchanga, ye Ashtang hoga, ye Aisatilak hoga. Who decided this? Okay, this is okay, but what about dealings, behavior, lifestyle, attitude? Who decides what is Vaishnavity? He said, Vaishnav behavior means the behavior of the devotees in the spiritual world. With respect to Krishna, with respect to things, with respect to each other. The foundational principle of Vaishnav behavior is, in the spiritual world, is love. And love means to serve with a desire to please the other person. That's the essence of Vaishnavadiga. And Lord, when he descends, he comes along with his eternal associates. And if you simply study their life, their attitude, their lifestyle, their behavior, their etiquette, that is Vaishnava etiquette. We just need to study there. How? That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita is very important. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Mahajano yena gata sapanta. There are two types of Mahajan, ancient Mahajan and recent Mahajan. Ancient Mahajan means before Lord Chaitanya. Modern Mahajan means after Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya's associates, if you read their lifestyle, the kind of temptations that they came across, whether Haridas Thakur, whether many others, the obstacles that they came across, the challenges that they came across, the situations that they came across, the circumstances that they came across in relation to things, in relation to people, in relation to different circumstances, how did they respond? If you study their life very scrutinizingly, which thankfully have been documented in Bhagavatam and other Chaitanya Charitamrita and other Chaitanya Bhagavat and later Bhakti Ratnakar and so many other wonderful scriptures left by the Goswamis, we understand what is actually etiquette, what is really purpose of essentially trying to, you know, das das anudas, serving. So in this way, not only did the Goswamis write these scriptures, but personally, that is why dhira adhira jana priyau priyakarau nirmat sarau pujitau. If the Shat Goswami Ashtak, if you read, this is true Vaishnava. The activities that they did, of course, renunciates. There is grahastha Vaishnava and there is vairagi Vaishnavas. But Vaishnava is a Vaishnava. Something are ashram based, but some are common. That common things are the real etiquette part. So Rupa Goswami established. One thing that was, he was so much lamenting, was I couldn't find Govindadev, who is like the main personality overseeing the whole of Brajdham. And Lord Krishna personally came and assisted him and actually establishing that Govinda temple. And then several places, Brindadevi. Brindadevi personally came in the dream and actually revealed to him. And that's how Vrindakund was established. And so many things. So these Goswamis did all this. So here, Terkadamba, near Terkadamba, he would sit there. And today we have that one, Babaji there. He's amazed. I'm simply amazed at his enthusiasm. Every time, I used to take, you know, 8 groups. Last time, it was the same place and 8 groups would come. This time, different groups and different places for us. Except sometimes. So every time I would come, he would be just repeating the same and that, doing the same acting. He's so enthusiastic, he'll do the whole thing. I was telling, my God, you know, you don't get tired. Again and again speaking the same thing, very enthusiastically speaks and offers the sweet rice. So, when Rupa Goswami would compose literature, and while writing some pastimes of Krishna, where Krishna and Radharani are separated, his emotions were so much, he was so absorbed, that emotion, that the kadamba tree's leaves would dry and fall off. Completely, any season, it would dry or fall off. But then when he would write the unity, union of Radha and Krishna, he would be so joyful that all the leaves would manifest. That was the intensity of his absorption. Sangha ka rang. Even, you know, non-moving objects would be affected by that association and that emotion. They would also shed, like tears, they would shed their leaves. And when he would write, joyfully write the union of Krishna and Radharani, again the leaves, they would be celebrating by, you know, like Romancha. All the leaves would come back like hair standing on end. So these are some of the wonderful pastimes here. There is also a place called Chach Kund, or it's called Jagadaki Kund. I said, ye jhagda ki kyun ko naam pad gaya?
It seems the gopis sometimes would distribute chhach, even after making butter and all that, chhach would be brought there. And they would distribute to the cowherd boys. They will start fighting, who will drink more and who will drink first. Always there will be a little fight, transcendental fight. So, it's called jhagda ki kund. And chhach, all the other chhach will be deposited, it became a kund there. Can you imagine 9 lakh cows after doing all the taking butter? All the butter, kitna piyega aadmi? 9 lakh cows. Chalo jara, that became a kund there, chhach kund. And the ultimate spot within Nandagram is Uddhav Kyari, where Krishna, feeling extremely distressed, remembering the distress of the gopis that they may be undergoing, because when Akrur came and took them away, there Akrur's thana is also there. Here, Nandagram is the place where Akrur came also to take Krishna and Balaram away. You know, that path is also shown where the gopis were watching, like paintings on the wall. They were still till the dust that was risen up by Krishna and Balaram going away in the chariot. Till it settled, they were just like paintings on the wall, standing there. Nobody. And after that, till Krishna came, even though on one hand whatever activity that went on was simply auto mode, but their heart was just there. Therefore it is said they were standing there for years together just like that. Their heart was stuck still, simply their body was doing their ritual just to survive, but there was no life. It was lifeless. Like Nityananda left, as soon as, Rai Pandit and others, what happened in that whole town, exactly the same. It became like a ghost town. So knowing this distress, actually, and that the local call it Krurasthan, most cruel act of Krishna being taken away, being like body being separated from the soul, like that, so painful. So, knowing that, Krishna sent Uddhav. And that beautiful, in Krishna book, and there are chapters written by our acharyas on the most intimate, loving exchanges that happened when Uddhava came. Sent by, of course, it was twofold purpose. Krishna is a multitasker. To pacify the gopis and send a message, that was external excuse. The real thing was to teach Uddhav. In Brihad Bhagavatam, if you read Uddhav, it is said, Uddhav ne bajai dugdugi, gopiyo ne bajaya dhol. He came with a dugdugi, thinking that I am going to pacify all the gopis. Dugdugi leke, and he was thinking, I am, bhuvan mein mera dugdugi awa dega. Then he heard the dhol of the gopis. Then the dugdugi completely became insignificant. Like Brahma felt in front of, sun, the glowworms. So Uddhav came to pacify, but when he saw just forget about Radha, that was the ultimate. Every gopi's love for Krishna, the absorption, the madness that they were experiencing. He's like telling a Paramahamsa fellow, Dehi nosmi nyatha dehe, Prabhu, you are not the body, you are the soul. Relax. Small boy has learnt a new magic trick. See, Prabhuji, uncle, this is a coin. Just see where the coin has disappeared. Imagine he goes to PC Sarkar, the ultimate, I don't know who it is now, but you are like the top magician of India, PC Sarkar. Imagine a child going and showing this. Bole, ho gaya, abhi dekh, main aisa jadoo karta hu, tu hi gayab ho jayega. It's like that, Uddhava felt so foolish. So insignificant. Who am I? Krishna has to pacify them or to actually make me understand. And that is the time. And that is the time when Radharani sent her message indirectly looking at the bees, thinking that is Krishna, and she complaining. All her, you know, affection and love and all the variations of different moods of love to that Bhramara. And that is the time from here Uddhav went and actually performed tapasya at Uddhav Kund in on the Govardhan Parikrama. And eventually near Kusum Sarovar, it is said that is the place where he resides, where the gopis come and to collect flowers. That is the place as a gulmalata, as a little grass. Because knowing that gopis will feel very shy, as ordinary, you know, they are like coward girls. And he's like a prince. If he takes the dust, they will feel very embarrassed. So he wanted to become a small, you know, piece of grass in Vrindavan. Whether it is Lord Shiva, whether it is Uddhav, whether it is Brahma, everyone desires that kind of a place. And can you imagine what kind of access we are given to by this, our acharyas? I mean, other we can't, it is, even though last 30 years I have been coming and, you know, like discussing this, but every time I just need to memorize and speak it from my head, there's nothing coming from my heart. So one day, hopefully, Bahunam Janmanamante, someday we'll get the realization of what we are speaking. This peak, this spot, this place, the activities are still going on here. You know, we have to have that, you know, vision. And that comes as Zorin Saradhanan Swami makes it a point. Every time he brings Nijatanan. Earlier you to elaborately say, but now it is, because like too many people and some of his godbrothers and others are there, he just summarizes in a small way. But he would basically, I would see it as from the bhog bhav, come to a seva bhav. Vishaya chhadiya kabe shuddha have man, tabe hama herivo Sri Vrindavan. So from bhog bhav to seva bhav, from shikayat bhav, complaining bhav, to gratitude, kritagyata, you know, gratitude that we actually don't deserve. Complaining comes when you didn't get a good deal, right? When you complain, arey yaar, main 10 rupya diya, ye 2 rupya ka maal diya mujhe. Then you complain. Then you have a right to complain. None of us ever deserve to get into this place. Nobody has a qualification. Qualification wise, the only qualification is Lord Chaitanya ki. If we have developed appreciation for Krishna, it is because of Lord Chaitanya. Then you know really who Krishna is. Tattvataha. Bhakti tat parasa tattva. You know, Krishna tattva. Chaitanya Manjusha, Vishwan Chakrati Thakur says, what are his 5 important teachings? The most worshipable personality, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya. Brajesha, not even Mathurasha or Dwarkadish, Brajesha Tanaya. The most worshipable place, Taddhama Vrindavanam, which is non-different from his name, form, qualities and pastime. The most supremely worshipable personalities whose process we must follow. Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadu Varginiya. The most pure unalloyed evidence, Praman, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. And the most perfect and ultimate goal, Prema Pumartho Maham. If we are really followers of Lord Chaitanya, this is the 5 litmus test. First, Sarvam Krishnamayam. Krishna, we accept Krishna as the, there is nothing higher than that. He is the most worshipable personality. That's Vrindavan. And this Vrindavan is absolutely non-different from Krishna. As transcendental, as pure. And the gopis' service to Krishna is the ultimate expression of that process of worship. Because we can't imitate. We just simply take the dust of that process, that's all. Taking the dust means actually worshipping that. That is our worshipable aspiration. And then Bhagavatam, that's why Sanatana Goswami says, just like this, this is our decoration. And Shringar, what we were discussing, we should pray that we should be decorated nicely. Krishna should decorate us with wonderful qualities. And one quality of the neck is that neck which always is decorated with the names of Krishna. Holy names of Krishna or the pastimes. So, Bhushanam me. That's the Bhushanam. Sanatana Goswami in Srimad Brihad Bhagavatam says. And Prema Pumartho Maha. That is our only aspiration. One day, you know, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. I mean, no. Dharma sunushtita pamsam vishvaksena kathasu na utpadiyet yadiratim samaye vahi kevalam. This is the test. How much love are we developing for Krishna? So, thanks to Lord Chaitanya and his followers, especially Srila Prabhupada, who presented it. That's why founder Acharya presented it in a way that we can easily appreciate at our level. In otherwise it is, either we take it too cheaply, start discussing too intimate pastimes, sahajiya, taking it too cheaply, and we, or we think it as, well, another activity like that, this pastime happened here, can become offensive. So these are nice, wonderful places, and this is, while visiting those parts, we can meditate on the activities that happened there and the wonderful lessons that our acharyas have taught. To appreciate that. And develop an attitude of gratitude, as Maharaj always mentions. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Sri Nandagram ki Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
So nicely told on all of this. In the beginning, if you remember the story he told of that parrot, jab hari mile to sab bandhan chute, something like that. But then he told that hari, more than hari, guru.
हाँ मैं बोलता हूँ
बताओ प्रॉपर प्रोसेस एंड आचार्यस एंड रोज़ आते हैं नाइट स्पोक अबाउट ऑल दी होली प्लेसेस अराउंड हियर ही कवर्ड एवरीथिंग ऑल द होली प्लेसेस देयर आर मेनी मोर एस सच बट द मेन इंपॉर्टेंट वंस सो लेट अस थैंक प्रभुजी फॉर आवर चैंटिंग
So the Goshala and Prabhuji is maintaining.
As you like.
Hare Krishna. So, we will be going to nearby Terkadam. So, we told that is the place of Guru
Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We'll go to Terkadam after this. How many of you have not taken darshan of Ashisheshwar Mahaprabhu? Okay, those who came late. So you could take. And others will proceed in Harinam Sankirtan to the next place, that is Terkadam, Rupa Goswami's place. And then we'll be bus sevaks, be ready. When we are leaving from there, they have to contact, they have to ensure the buses come there. So it's a little congested area, as we all saw while coming. So as we are coming, moving there, then devotees will board there at that T point, and then we will go out of this small narrow road to the main road. Then we will go to Pavan Sarovar. Again, we will get down there. We will see the other. Where is Bhagavata Prabhu? Is he here? Bhagavata Prabhu? We need to contact the other group. So, where they are having Katha at Vrindakund. So, depending on their position, we will go first to Pavan Sarovar if they are not there, or we will go to Vrindakund if they are not there. So, we have two more times, three more times to load the, board the buses and again unboard them. So, that way it takes time. So, if you do quick, then we will do quickly. But currently, you keep sitting here only. So, there are many holy places of which we are covering currently Ashisheshwar Mahadev, then Ter Kadam, then Pavan Sarovar, or accordingly Vrindakund. Depending on the time, if time is too short, then we will skip one of the four places. And apart from that, there are many other holy places that Prabhuji described already. And that is Nanda Baithak, that's Nanda Kund also, where Nanda Maharaj would take bath. And then there is Hau Bilau, Yashoda Kund, Narayan deities that Nanda Maharaj was worshipping, and eventually, because of so many troubles, then he installed Narasimha Dev also, and Narasimha Dev also was worshipped there. Then Uddhav Kyari, as we are going, we will not be going there, we will be going back in the backward direction only. But in case we are going from Nandagaon to Barsana, then on the left side we will find Lalita Kund, Vishakha Kund, and then Lalita Kund is the place where it was decided because Radharani was getting late and Narad Muni came first. He requested Lalita Devi that why don't you sit. He expressed his desire to Krishna that let Lalita have swinging pastime with you. Then Lalita was hesitating, no, this will be, well, Radharani comes, she will be very angry and all that. So then, but then all the people insisted, then she ultimately sat. And then when Radharani came to know, she came there and she became furious. So that is the place, Lalita Kund. So they are all friends only. So they are not furious like we become furious. So that is a pastime. Then there is Vishakha Kund, then there is Uddhav Kyari, as Prabhuji said. And then this side, these other holy places there. There is Charan Pahadi. So many holy places are here. Anywhere we are in Vrindavan, Krishna has performed pastimes over there. Tomorrow we will be going to Gokul Mahavan, Rio. So we will leave whatever time they have the time for reporting at the bus stand, and we will leave from there to the other side of Yamuna. We will be having bath also. We will go first to Ramanreti area, we will have class there. Then we will proceed to Ukhal Bandhan, the area where that Ukhal is kept. Then third place we will go, will be Brahmanda Ghat, where Krishna ate dirt, and that is where we will be taking bath also. So please bring your bathing paraphernalia, whatever you need for the sake of taking bath. So we will take nice bath in Yamuna water, and then we will board the buses to go back to our place, Pandal. That is the plan for tomorrow. Any other thing? Any question about Vrindavan? I want to know, there is some time we can. Any holy place means there will be, either there has to be a temple or there has to be a kund. You know, earlier there might not have been that kund or whatever. That is Vrinda Devi's place, and she has her pastime there, main headquarter. So to commemorate that or to put it for others' sake, so it has to, there has to be a temple built where the deities could be there, or there should be a kund. So that, like that, there will be kundas in many places. Not necessarily there was kunda earlier. As such, there are so many kundas in the holy places. So, this is Ashisheshwar Mahadev, temple is also there and kunda is also there. Sometimes there is no kunda, only temple. Sometimes there is no temple, only kunda. Sometimes both may be there. And many there are holy places nowadays getting lost. So, there is nothing there. There are buildings there. This complex, that complex. And we don't know, that may be some kunda there below, long time back. That is a very holy place. Any other question? No. Some places they will ask us a lot of donation. And when we go in group, then it becomes very difficult to, rather we have to hear blasphemy of our leaders also. So we avoid going to such places where that thing happens very rampantly. So we will not go to Nandam. Sometimes, other times when you come alone or in a group of small 5-10 devotees, then you may climb the hill and go there. They will not come to know that you are from such and such group. They will ask for money, but that may be 10-15 rupees satisfying. But otherwise, when we go in such a huge group, here it is expected that you give huge sum, which will, and despite that we will have to hear lot of things also. So Krishna, when he was up to 3 years, 4 months old, he was in Gokul Mahavan, where we are going there. Vasudevji brought, after crossing Yamuna, Mathura is this side, crossing Yamuna, he took Krishna to Gokul Mahavan, and then that's where he was there till the age of 3 years, 4 months. Then seeing the danger, then Nanda Maharaj brought him to Shatikara. Shatikara is where currently Garuda Govind is there. Not just Garuda Govind temple, it's a huge area. Starts with Vrindavan. That is the whole area of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is of 5 yojanas, that means 40 miles. So whatever you say, 60 kilometers or whatever. So it's a huge area, as Prabhuji said, all the way from Sevakunj, you know, extending up to Nandagram. And in that, Barsana and everything comes up. But currently it is only that. So then he came to Chattikara and they stayed there for some more years. At the time of five, he was installed, he was made the Gopal. Earlier he was Vatsapal, taking care of cows. Then he was given care of the cows. And then after some time they moved to Dig. Then they moved to Kamevan. And then again they came back to this Nanda Bhavan, where his father Parjanya was staying earlier. But because of the fear of Keshi demon, he had to move to Gokul Mahavan. Any other question? Okay, some huge money was found. It is with Prabhu's name. Shri Balaji Prabhu. Identity should be given. So you give it to Prabhu. Kirtandaraj Prabhu has it. They have to tell the amount and then. In bus number 40, huge amount of money was found. So the person has to give his identity and also how much is the amount. Hare Krishna, there are many more things. They will be deposited. They are with Kirtandaraj Prabhu, one bead bag. That is your mobile or that's the lost mobile? Okay. Also, you have a wristwatch. That is yours. So one bead bag is also found in case somebody has lost it. Otherwise, if you don't collect here, then we'll be putting it there in that lost and found department over there. Any other question related to Vrindavan? Our yatra is ending. Today is this, then tomorrow is Gokul Mahavan, and then Govardhan Parikrama, all of us together. That day, we will not be able to mostly have class and all that. So, okay. हरि ओल। चलिए व्रजवासी जी की मिल गई हमें आशीर्वाद, तो आइए जिनको संभव है यथा संभव, प्लीज गिव लक्ष्मी फॉर गोश काउ प्रोटेक्शन एंड काउ केयर एंड ऑल दैट। सो वील गो इन हरिनाम संकीर्तन। सो ऑल नैरो पाथ, देर इज वन पाथ फ्रॉम हियर थ्रू फील्ड्स, बट देन दैट इज वेरी नैरो एंड लिटिल डिफिकल्ट। सो यस, क्राउड केयर डिवोटीज, दे शुड बी इन द फ्रंट leading the Harinam Sankirtan procession. We will go to Ter Kadam, and that time bus sevaks have to be prompt and call the buses one by one, and we will be filling. It will take time, and then we will proceed out of this area. Jai Shri Ashisheshwar Mahadev Ki, Shri Nandagram Ki, Chila Prabhupad Ki, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrind Ki, Jai Gaur Premanande. So all yellow cap devotees, red cap and blue cap devotees, be in front. Hare Krishna.